Okay, let's begin. We're up to page Kuf Gimel. We are in the middle of Simin Pei, in the middle of Halacha Beis. Okay, we are up to the middle of page Kuf Gimel. We're up to Halacha on the bottom Hey. On the bottom. Well, there is no bottom. It's just one column. We're up to Humaver Mechabem Halacha Hey in the Sha'arim Mitzvah Halacha. Now we're going to go through this chart very quickly. It's more of the same that we've learned yesterday. Just as Mefalpel about different types of electrical appliances, different ideas, different yesodas. He doesn't really come at anything klar Halacha Lemaisa, but it's nice just to go through some of the yesodas of electricity. Okay, so here we go. We'll try to go through quickly. Humaver Mechabe Biyam Ha'elu. So we learned in the halacha that you're not allowed to open up an oven door. Opening up an oven door when there's a live fire is going to cause the flame to flare or to die down, and that is the malacha deraisa of havara or kibbutz. Now he continues to describe electrical appliances. Bayam har elu. So Rabbi Bruin writes that in these days, so we see kuntris me midvarim binyani hamitzius hachadoshes shepulosam aydikoyach electrochi. I've come across a kuntres, he says. What?
Many?
Kreisim. Kuntresim, midvarim, binyone hametzius, hachadoshos, these new inventions, shepulosam, the common denominator of all these new inventions is that it has a cord, and this cord is plugged into a hole in the wall. And somehow magically they come to life. Try that at home. Shepulas my dekoich electricity. V'boinim al yisoy divrei hagoyin echad. And many of these kuntresim, they build binyanim, halachic binyanim on the foundation of a goyin. He doesn't say who the goyin is. Okay, he doesn't say who the goyin is. Goyin echad. Shemitzadeid b'sifrayi de havaras electricity who iser de rabban. The yisoy that all of these kuntresim are built. Is the foundation that electricity is at best a malacha derabbana, and in fact some hold that it's mutter. There is nothing. You're not even doing anything. There were places when electricity first came into existence, held that electricity. What is electricity? You're not doing anything altogether. It's mutter. No, not willing to go that far. But it's at best a malacha derabbana, and once only malacha derabbana, obviously there can be many leniencies with regard to their use. Whoever this goyin is, he's not saying who the goyin is, I don't know. In a machlet, it's not true. He's coming over to say that all of these kuntresim, it's all based on a false premise. In a machlet, however, he doesn't clarify, he doesn't say with clarity that it's only a midrabanan. If you study the source, you will discover that he's not sure. However, all these kuntresim are misleading. They bring down his words, and they don't mention that there's any point of disagreement. And they make believe that it's halacha psuka, that it's only midrabanan. V'gam be'etzem ha'pulas ha'elektriki shem sh'tam sh'bo l'inyonim sh'anim lav b'chadim machta machtinu. Another point that Rabbi Bruin makes is that you cannot put together in one category every electrical appliance. Every electrical appliance has different issues, and each one has to be discussed separately. You cannot generalize with regard to any electrical appliance. The ein pulasim malachta shavim, the way it works, what it accomplishes is not the same, and he wants to lay down some rules, some guidelines. He's not going to pass halacha l'maaseh on anything specific, but he wants to basically bring out three yesodos in electricity, and with these three yesodos, we can analyze every single appliance differently. V'yesh b'zeh gimel loifanim kasher evar, like I will explain. Ma'oifen echad, the first yesodos. L'shtamash l'molocha mamish, l'goyin l'vashel or the limchoin or lahaloi slav melektriki kemoshem shem. I don't know what that means. To cook. Or the lim, what's the limchoin? You know what limchoin means? The limchoin? You know what limchoin means, anyone? I don't know what it means. Or lahaloi slav, or to bring out a flame.
Litcha.
Litchon?
No,
it's a man. Oh, litchon, to grind. To grind. Okay, to grind. Okay, it's melacha deraisa grinding. Okay. Yeah, the litchon, you're right. Right, litchon, right, you're right. Litchon, it's a tess.
It is a man,
the mems look like tesses. The chaf look like bases. Okay, litchon, oi, laloi, slav, me, electrically, or to bring out a flame. Kimosha, shem, yasvim, barzel, shematichin, barzel, belav, ze. You light up a piece of a filament, of an iron filament. So this is a melacha de oraisa. Just because something is electrical does not mean you can avoid a melacha de oraisa. That's what he's coming to reject from all of these contrasts. These contrasts, and they mislead you. And they give you the impression that if you plug this item into the wall, automatically whatever you'll do with this item cannot be more than a melacha de rabbanan. That's categorically false. Because if you plug something into the wall, and you put an item, you put in flour and water, and you bake bread, or you put in a piece of meat, and you cook the meat, or you take water, you make the water boiling hot, even though this thing has been accomplished to an electrical appliance, the fact is you accomplished bishul. You did bishul, you grind, you take something, you have a food processor, and you grind up food. Even though the way this has, you have accomplished this task is through the use of electricity, but because the result is a result where there is a shinui from a food that until now was not cooked and now is cooked, until now there was not a flame and now we have a lav, we have a coal, we have a filament, we have a piece of metal that is glowing hot, which is a melacha deraisa of shalheves, or you have a food which has been broken down into particles and grinding, that is a melacha deraisa.
But we have other examples of that. You know, if you cook in the sun.
Yeah. Also, he talks about that. He talks about that some whole that's like a deraisa. The deraisa, rabbanan, all depends. In achnami. So he discusses. But the first thing he wants to say is that he's not going to pass in any shaila, but he just wants to point out that you have to take a step back. It's true. There's definitely truth to the fact that electricity is midirabban, halacha lemaisa is midirabbanan. But you also have to take into consideration what have you accomplished through the use of this electrical appliance. And if you have accomplished cooking, that's already a different category. It might be mutter, maybe you're right, it's no different than cooking through the sun. But you have to even know cooking through the sun is also the deraisa, the rabbanan. But you have to look at it through a different lens. It's a category of a malacha which you're accomplishing, malacha deraisa. That's the point, that's the only point he wants to make. So I am Izeb should base Yitzchak, Shakasa, Vizehaloshin, Vedad, the Vapasha, the Bavashal, the Shabbos, Aide, Hanimas, Vishalheves, Hamasava, Aide, Koech, whatever this is, some type of electrical thing, I'm a vashel, but no, know what that word is? Hualek, I don't know, I can't figure out that what word is. Whatever it is, okay. I'm a vashel, basa, b'chol, of aidei, koyach, zeh. Let's say a person, even during the week, he takes meat and milk and he cooks them through electricity, even though you're not coming to the classic fire, it's okay, chayif. This is the chiddush of the basis. The basis holds that it's no different. Electric is not together, told us chama. He holds that it's mamash amlocha deraisa, so there's nothing to talk about. Next, the ayin b'shul b'shut achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer, shkosav sham the chibur hazerem, the flow of electricity, shenasa b'sivuv hakaft, by pushing a button or turning on a light switch, shememele yischabu hachutin hachimim, hachitin, hach. Hachitin, the different cords, different wires. Afilu hachi ein ze grama. This is not called a grama. Ela koyach rishon v'chayev olav ayin sham. So he also holds that it's not. There's another yisoid. Turning on a switch is not a grama. The causing the electricity to flow and accomplishing something is a koyach rishon. Okay, so you have to be done. Is the koyach rishon in this instance of the raisa, is the rabbanan, but it's not a grama. So let's put those two things out of the picture. We're getting really involved with a lot of chumas. Frank Kossaf, Hagoyin of Yosef Elio Henkin, the Kuntras Luach HaYovel, who electriki, who koyach adir, it's a mighty power, shemishtam shemelam locha shenis kamo, lahalokas or lubishal, to light fire, for cooking, ulitchina, ulilisha, for grinding and for kneading, the im hu, mesakin, the machaber bezebo, Mechaber b'koyach zeh b'shabes dinui b'oisa oisa hamalacha b'yodayim shloi b'electriki It's as if you did it with your own hands, even though you only do it with the koyach of electricity. It's as if you've taken a, you've actually grind it with your own hands. It's as if you have kneaded. If you take dough, lisha. If you take flour and water and you knead it, it's malacha deraisa lisha. If you put it into a machine and the machine kneads the dough, it's a malacha deraisa. He says, "Umestaver the dina kikoyach rishon v'humina torah ayin sham." Okay, so that is the first major yisoid. You have to know what you are accomplishing through the electrical appliance.
Finished product.
And if the finished product is something which would border on the malacha deraisa, would be malacha deraisa, tachina, lisha, bishul, havara, just because it's only being done through the koyach of electricity, it's not being done with your hands mamish, it does not make a difference, it's considered to be koyach rishon, and it is an iser deoraisa. That's the first yisoid.
We apply that.
Yes?
If you turn on an air conditioner, finished product is fresh air.
Oh, so the air conditioner choir is better. So yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to point out. He's not coming to pass because air, like he said, every single appliance today has to be judged individually. And technology is always changing. And it's getting more and more confusing as the days pass. So you can't generalize. He just wants to bring out the issues. L'choir, the old-fashioned air conditioners, L'choir are not so bad. What are you really doing? What are you really doing? Well, the child of Neuland, you're causing. But there is no fire. There is no fire. There is no bishul. There is no lisha. What exactly are you doing? You're causing the freon to get very cold. You're causing the air to change. Is that called Neuland? Maybe he mentions that later on. Maybe that's called Neuland. Is it not called Neuland? What about turning on a fan? Okay, simple case, just to turn on a fan. So what are you doing already?
You're pushing air around.
And is there any chemical change that's happening inside the motor? The motor is getting hot. So maybe, okay, so he talks about sparks. It's a very good point. He talks about sparks. The sparks that generate when you turn on for the very first time, you cause sparks. So he holds the sparks, the dover, shein, by mamish. It's not called ish at all. It's ish you have to deal with. Sparks in a motor, they're dover, shein, by mamish. It's not called ish. It's mutter, no different than the sugar. Those sugar cones, when you break apart a piece from the sugar cone, you're causing a spark, it's dover, shein, by mamish, it's mutter. You're causing the motor to get very, very hot. Okay, that might be a problem. Maybe if it gets so hot where it's above Yad's lettuce, maybe that's called a piece of metal that's burning hot. It's not.
So what are you going to cook on?
What? It doesn't matter if metal gets burning hot, it's a shayla of esh, a telada of havara. So what about taking those little toy fans? You have a toy fan. We have
a battery.
We're on a battery. You plug it in. A low voltage fan doesn't get hot. Yatz ledespo. The motor doesn't become yatz ledespo. So what's so terrible turning it on and off? You're completing an electrical circuit, causing the motor to turn to blow air. Why should one not be allowed to turn on a fan that does not get hot, whose motor does not get hot on Shabbos? What? So that's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says completing the electrical circuit is boiner. It's binyan. All the poets can disagree with the Chazon Ish. Halacha l'mayis, we don't pass on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish holds that turning on, completing a circuit is boiner. It's construction. It's binyan. The circuit is complete, the flow of electricity is flowing through the motor, it's going around the motor, it's causing it to spin, you've completed a circuit, it's boine, it's also an iser deraisa. We don't paskin like that. So it's not called boine. So what is it? So one can make a very powerful argument that it's mutter. And indeed, they were paiskim. I think that's what they say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not what it says over here, but I remember Rabbi Reis giving a shiur electricity, and he quoted Rav Shlomo, I never saw it inside, but he said Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said that if he was alive at the time of when electricity was invented and it became popular, and he would have been sitting on the bezdin, he would have paskin that electricity is mutter. That as long as you're not doing anything, you're not doing like over here what it says here in the category of Oifen Aleph, you're not doing a malacha deraisa, you're not causing a piece of metal to become burning hot, you're not doing bishul, you're not doing lish, you're not doing tchina, electricity will be mutter on Shabbos. What already are you doing, causing it to flow, causing it to complete a circuit? It's nothing. But, however, that's not the way the Pesach at the time decided. Many Paiskim there were not really clear on how it worked, and they took note that if you touch the electricity, you get burned, you get an electrical shock, you can die. So they viewed electricity as fire. And then people want to learn that thing, that sense of you, no one in their right mind would touch a live wire. You'll get killed. Rahman al-Tzlan. It's so just like when you touch fire, you get toasted, so too when you touch a live wire, you get toasted. So some want to say is that electricity, the flow of electricity itself is Havara. Just like if you fan a flame on Shabbos, some halacha deraisa of Havara, causing electricity to flow through wires is Havara. The Beis Yitzchok said this. Now, many parties can say it's not. Causing electrons to flow, just because a person gets will die, will get electrical shock, that's not fire. Fire is fire. Electrons, which not nearly naim, is not called fire. You can't say causing electrons to flow through wires is called havar. So it's not havar according to almost all paiskim. But what is it then? So in Echanami, so that this is the issue, and many want to say that it's only asa midrabanan because it resembles fire, it resembles noilat, it resembles makav patish, it resembles binyan. You get it when you read through this. You really get a sense is that this is we don't know. We know what it is, but we don't really have clarity in halacha which category to put in halacha this belongs, if it belongs in any category.
We're finding one category. Categories that we're finding, it's usher. You just got to figure out why.
But why is it usher? But that's the question. Why is it usher? You're not going to do that. Why is it usher? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is very brave. He says, as far as I'm concerned, it's not usher. It's not fire. It's not boineh. What is it? You're causing electrons to flow through a wire. You have a motor. So the motor, the electrons flow around in a circle. The physics of the electrons flowing around very quickly causes the motor to spin. So a motor spins. When the motor spins, you can do all these amazing things when the motor is spinning. Why is that also? What's the problem over here?
This
is what?
They decided it's us.
Exactly. And now we have to figure out backwards where it fits. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. That's what Rabbi Reisen presented it. Now there's another problem. So what? So now again, but over here, but this is what Rabbi Braun is telling us, that he came across a kuntresim, and they basically say this. They say this, that it's not really Osir, it's only a chumrah. And therefore, you can very much be makel in many situations. For example, going in an elevator on Shabbos. You have to have a Shabbos elevator. What is he going to discuss? What is so terrible going into a real elevator on Shabbos? You go into an elevator and you push the button. So what are you doing already? What have I done? Have I done Eish? Have I done Binyan? What are you really doing already? So he says, obviously, we hold that it's us. The question is, why it's us? Why it's us? It's only midrabanan. So you can be makel for a chayle. You can makel if you do it through a grama. You can tell a guy to do it. Amira, shvus, and so on and so forth. So the first thing's what? Moshe. Yeah, Moshe has to choose it. So the bottom line is, so he first of all, he says, stand back. First of all, wait a minute. You're getting carried away here. You're right. You might have a very good point. Electricity is only a simirabonim. But you have to realize some electrical appliances accomplish melachos de'araisa. If you're going to have a food processor, a food blender, you've just done a melacha de'araisa of techina. If you have a blender, or you have some whatever, you have different types of instruments, you do lisha. If you turn on an incandescent light bulb, forget about the electricity, you've caused the filament to become burning hot. When the filament is burning hot, it's the malacha deraisa of Eish, Havara. A filament becomes burning hot, that's Havara. Someone want to tell you it's not Havara because there is no oxygen, it's not traditional, it's locked in a glass. Okay, but there's a filament that has become burning hot. So you got to stand back just because it's electricity, but if you're accomplishing something which is a malacha deraisa, it is definitely aser. Now, oifen base. Okay, now the next thing you have to keep in mind when it comes to electricity. Havara v'kibui hachashmol bashashis. He talks about specifically electricity, light. lights, illumination. We don't find there's no fire burning, but it's definitely providing illumination. No, not fluorescent lighting. He's talking about incandescent lighting. And you're right. Today we have many leniencies. Being that today we have fluorescent, and now LED is a very big hot item. LED is becoming very, very popular. Yeah, an LED bulb only uses 10. And you can have 10 watts. You get the equivalent of a 100 watt bulb. Plus, you never have to change the bulb. The LED, the fluorescent, you have to change every year or 2 years. LED can go, they say, up to 9-10 years. And it can give you just as much illumination, the good high-quality bulbs, as 100 fluorescent at 10 watts. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't get hot either. There's no sakana. You can have it in a closet. People are very afraid to put light bulbs in the closet because it can burn down the whole house. Chas v'shalom. The LEDs have very, very generate very, very little heat. They're still using they're still popular, the fluorescent, but the fluorescent, they're phasing out the fluorescence. Now everything is going LED. LED is much. The price coming down. And the LEDs are a million times better than the fluorescent bulbs. The fluorescent bulbs are very dangerous. If you don't get a good fluorescent bulb, it can cause a fire. They explode and they don't work so well and they don't provide that much illumination. The LEDs, the good high quality LEDs, are unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the LEDs have a whole new halachic reality. Number one, they don't get hot. And even the fluorescent, Rabbi Belsky is of the opinion that the fluorescents are no different than the incandescent bulbs, because in the fluorescent there is a filament, there is a very small part of the fluorescent bulb which gets burning hot, which ignites the gas. And he holds that little thing which gets burning hot, which ignites the gas, even though you don't really feel it, you touch the bulb, you don't really feel it, it gets pretty hot. But if you go all the way to the shirsh, the corner of the bulb, that is no different than an incandescent bulb. So it's a malacha deraisa. And that's why he holds you can even make bori ma'ari ha'esh on a fluorescent bulb, because it's ramish, no different than an incandescent bulb. But the LEDs are not like that. LED is a different technology where you don't really have anything that's getting really burning hot. LEDs would be much more willing to be makeable. But here he's discussing incandescent bulbs, and he says from the base Yitzchak, Shekosav Ot Sham V'gam Zepasha De'im Yichabe Or Bezeh Rahamasav Al Yidei Koyach, I assume means electric, Chayev Mishu Mechabe V'yavt Mechabe Gechel Shal Matechas Potes Zedav Gechel Shal Matechas She'in Esorv Aval Shal Heves Zo Shesorv Chayev. He's a very big chiddush. There are two issues. We take everything for granted. There are two issues. This turning on a light bulb and turning off a light bulb. Maybe you're right. Maybe you can't turn on a light bulb. You're not allowed to, because by turning on a light bulb, you're causing the filament to glow. But what about turning off? What's wrong with turning off a light bulb on Shabbos? Why is it kibbuy? Kibbuy is only, midaraisa, is only when you have a piece of wood and you extinguish it to produce a pacham, a coal. If you have a piece of metal and it's already burning hot and you smother it, you take a kli and you take a utensil and you cover a piece of burning metal and it causes the piece of metal to quickly, you accelerate the cooling down of the metal, you have not done anything wrong. I'm not sure if even the rabbi, but you've not done anything wrong. So if you have over here a bulb that the metal is burning hot and you turn off the electricity, so what have you done? You're causing the coal to cool down. Causing a coal to cool down is not aser midaraisa. So he says no, it's still aser. And his logic is when the coal is burning hot, that's a shalheves, that's a flame. Putting out the burning hot status of the filament is kibbuy. When it says in the Gemara that if you let a coal cool down, that's where the coal is not. Okay, I don't know the details, but what he says, Sham v'gam ze poshet, de'im yichabe or bezef, you turn off a light, Havasava, which came into existence at the Koch Electric, Chayiv Mishu Mechabe, the Af, even though it says in the Gemara, the Mechabe Gacheles, if you have a coal, a piece of wood.
Shomateches,
it's not burning. Aval shall have a zo she soyrev chayef. He's a very big chiddush. A filament is a gacheles shesoyref. In the Gemara, it's talking about a gacheles she'ein asoyref. There are two different categories of a gacheles. If electricity is continuously flowing into a gacheles, into the filament, it's a different league of gacheles. Gacheles she'soyref. I don't understand it either. That's what he says. Whatever this means. This is what basically says. You have to go ask a scientist what this means. But he's saying a chiddush is a gachelash says soref and a gachelash she'ein a soref. The Gemara that says that it's mutz b'mechabe gacheles, that's a gacheles that's she'ein a soref. It's not receiving new. I guess it's, I think we can understand what it means. A gacheles is, it's not. How did the gacheles get hot to begin? A piece of metal that's burning hot on the floor. A burning piece of metal. How did this gacheles get burning hot? Because you put it into an oven. You put it into an oven and you took it out of the oven. So here it is, it's burning hot. It's a gacheles, but it's not receiving new, it's not receiving a new source of energy.
When you turn off the switch, it's not receiving a new source of heat.
But it's still hot. But you're turning off the source of heat. If you take a gacheles out of an oven and you put it down on the floor,
right,
it's burning hot.
Right.
If I come along now and I take a cup of cold water, and I pour it on the gacheles. According to the end of the Gemara, I've not done a malacha deraisa. Why not? It's a gacheles. It's a gacheles. That's she'ena sorefes. And that's what it says. Because I'm not producing a pecham. I'm just cooling down. I'm cooling down. Something that's
and
burning
you
hot.
Turn off the light switch. You're cooling down the filament.
When you turn off the light switch, it's like you're turning off the oven. Because as long as the light switch is on, the electricity is coming in, the flow of electricity is coming into the gacheles, and it is fanning the flames. It's giving it new source of heat. So it's a gacheles that's shesoref. It's a different category. And they have basically the whole that it's a melacha deraisa of kibbutz. So that's a very interesting concept. It's not just a havara, turning on an incandescent bulb. It's also kibui deoraisa, because it's not just a gacheles, the gacheles shesaref. Okay, that's next thing. The ayim should have any yikara. Shekos v'gam kandim mavi or mechabe or ha-electrically b'shabes or mechabe b'yomtev chayvallah. He says the same exact thing, that is an isur deoraisa of turning on a light switch and turning off a light switch. The ayim b'shul marsham he debates this issue in the havara the kibush shel electric yesh moloch deraisa. He debates this issue if it's deraisa. Kevin shlohaya kmo b'mishkan. He says, how could it be? Everything has to go back to the mishkan, and as far as we know, there was no electricity in the mishkan. There was no electricity in the mishkan. It's not the same exact thing. Our electric bulbs, there is no oxygen. There is no air. It's a vacuum. It's vacuum sealed. So that type of fire is a different type of fire. I think he's talking about an umbrella. Are you allowed to open up an umbrella on Shabbos? So we all know that, of course not. Making an oil, opening an umbrella. But it's not a real oil. A real oil has walls. It has real walls and has cover. It's a different type of oil. So the Chassam Sofer wants to open an umbrella, would not be a melacha deraisa. I'm not exactly sure I'm saying this correct, referring to, because there was no such type of oil in the Mishkan. A portable oil that you hold with your hand and you walk with in the street is not in the Mishkan, so it's not a melacha deraisa. Don't get me wrong, halacha lemaisa, you never saw anyone go to shul on Shabbos in a place with his name with an umbrella. Even though technically speaking, if the umbrella was open before Shabbos, and you don't close it, technically speaking, there's no reason why you're not allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos in a place where there is an Erev. But I would not try that at home, because what?
Marasayim,
Solonshan. Can you imagine you have a shul of 100 people? You have 100 people, and everyone comes to shul on Shabbos. Yeah, have to leave the umbrella open. Yeah.
Isn't there a cloud by Melech Shabbos that if it's doima, what the kivon or the pa'ula?
Yes, that's why electricity is awesome, because it looks like electricity. Umbrella? So he said it's not Mudaraisa. We have to go back to the Mishkan. The likeness of this thing did not exist in the Mishkan. The likeness of this thing did not exist in the Mishkan. It is Mudar.
What happened to the Mishkan when it was, you know,
it was
did it rain?
in Noivy Givoin, they had it was covered with the ureos. The cloth ureos, three layers.
Why does it mean that there was? Because it's temporary. It's not supported by walls.
It's not supported by walls. It's on an angle. It opens and closes. Even though it theoretically have the same concept, but the big picture of things, they didn't have umbrellas. Bottom line, they didn't have umbrellas in the Mishkan. If they didn't have umbrellas, who told you have to be such a lamdan and make the yukim that there's an open space and the incline is less than 3 tvachim and it's more than dalet tvachim? Who told you to be such a lamdan? The bottom line is they didn't have umbrellas. They didn't have umbrellas. It's mutter. Did they have electric bulbs in the Mishkan? They didn't have electric bulbs. Oh, you tell me a chiddush, but it provides illumination and it's hot. It's a pecham. Okay, it's similar, but sorry, no cigar. It's not exactly the same thing. So this is the question. He says, the cave in the Mikri Eish, so what? Just because it wasn't the Mishkan, so what? The bottom line is, it's similar enough. In Kain Kol Ha'ishois, all fires are Bichlal. The Gam came since the Kosva Torah, Lo Sivar Eish, Yesh Lam, the Mishum Hachi, Kosva Torah, Havara, L'chaiv Al Kol Ha'ishois. The Torah says, don't burn fire. Fire is fire. Electricity is fire. Electricity caused the coal inside the filament to become burning hot. It's a pecham, and it's a shalheves, so it's enough. It's good enough. The ayin oit sham b'machzei Avram, the mitzvah sham l'loimar duhu d'rabbanon. He didn't want to go on and to say another chiddush that turning on the electrical switch, it's only mid'rabbanon, not the raisa. The asivuv hakavta, turning the switch ein by koyach rishon lahavar zachashmal. It's koyach sheni. Turning on a switch on the wall is a grama. It's like opening the floodgates. When you have a flood and you open up the flood and you're causing to water the grass, so the only time you chayv is the koyach harishon. But what comes later on, 10 seconds later, that's not what you're doing. So he once said that the amount of time since the flow from where you turn on the switch until it reaches the light, even though it takes a split second, but it's flowing through a long collection of wires, it's not koyach harishon. It's a psikresh l'nichle. Number one, it is nichle, but it's still a grum. It's still a grum. It's not the rice.
I'm
starting to get back. Psikresh only applies to Hashem Eschadim.
But it's only grum.
It's also it's you not, it's not there. It's not koyach rishon. He said. Let's read these words. The mitzadet shom lemaduhu d'rabbanan the asiv of hakafter, turning on the switch. Ein ze koyach rishon ke lahavar. It's not koyach rishon. The electrons have to flow from the place where you turned on the switch through a long wire, all the way up in the walls until it reaches the light bulbs. There's a lot of activity that has to take place. That is secondary to what exactly. I've only released the floodgate. Everything else that happened is secondary. The chutin, the wires will connect. At least, even though it's takos midrabanan, it's a grama, it's also midrabanan. You can at least tell a guy, can you please turn on the lights for me? It's not, if it's turning on the lights, it's a melacha derech. I saw you now that tell a guy to turn the lights for you. But if it's only a derabbanan, Amir Yakum is derabbanan, so it's a shvus to shvus. A derabbanan to do a derabbanan is mutter. Not even tzarich mitzvah. Even not even shvus to shvus. Not even tzarich mitzvah you can do a shvus to shvus. What shvus to shvus? Even for only you need only for mitzvah, you can be make a different case, different situation. I don't know exactly. The Indian said the mutter lasay de nachwi do to a guy. So he comes. So we're just opening up many yisaidas. First of all, many hold it's deraisa. It's deraisa because we hold it's koyach rishon, and the filament that becomes burning red hot is a pechon, is a gacheles. It's deraisa. However, some want to say no, it's not a deraisa because the likeness of a light bulb did not exist in the Mishkan. Don't give me all the lundis. That's one reason to be makel. Another reason to be makel, who says that this is direct malacha? When you turn on the lights, you're causing the electrons to flow through the wires only with the rabbanon. The ayin b'shud marash le'moyvi rabbi hagoin mi rad mishil shekosev gam kein duhu groma Also, he's makel. It's only mid rabbanim. The sarmech atzmel divrei hamachas avram hanal vehelo lefizish mutla hamil shoyin automatic. But Shabbos a day goy, you allowed to have a clock or you allowed to have a goy. Mishum davi rak shvus the shvus turning on the light is only a isa derabbanan. And when they're telling a goy to malachvi on Shabbos is only mid rabbanim. So now come bonding two derabbanans a derabbanan to do a derabbanan. You can be makel in many places. Malcolm have said ayin sham you can be makel. The ayin belushim Mordechai shekotam came to who rak derabban turning on the light on Shabbos. Is only the rabbanon. I in shavi ayin b'shud maharshag. The etzel who kseiko deraisa. He's not so happy about this. It's a suffik deraisa. The ayin b'shud achiyezer shakos of the havaros can keep the electrical isu Torah. He holds that lights with regard electrical lights is a deraisa. The ain ze groma. This is not called a groma. Turning on a switch, the groma, the electron slow flows so fast. Ela koyach rishon v'loikol v'gan loikol a groma shavos. A groma. You have to know what a groma is. This is not called a groma. And he says that Achiezer says that it has been accepted as fact by Klal Yisrael that turning on an incandescent bulb is a melacha de oraisa. That has been accepted because it's ish. It is havara, even though there's no oxygen inside the bulb, even though there wasn't in the Mishkan, even though it's a slight grumble between on the light switch, it doesn't matter. All things being put aside, we accept halacha lemaisa. Turning on lights is an isur de oraisa, and therefore you're not allowed to tell a goy to do it for you on Shabbos. Okay, that's the yisoid number two. So the first yisoid was review. First yisoid is know the bottom line. Just because electricity might be the rabbanon, if you accomplish melacha deraisa, you're not allowed to do it. Number two, electrical light is in a category all by itself. Category number three. Now here he's going to discuss the heterim. What things which are not melacha, not accomplishing melacha deraisa. Oifin gimel. You want to use electricity to accomplish things which are not a malacha. For example, an elevator. What are you doing and going to do? And yesterday we were talking about elevators in the olden days where you didn't have all these electrical lights. You walk in an elevator today, there are a million sensors, and there's a there's probably 10 things you're doing when you walk into an elevator today. But in the old-fashioned elevator, remember the group on the lower east side, you know, you push the button until the door closes, and the big, thick black guards. Everything is mechanical. Everything is mechanical. You need some electricity to get it up, to get it going. But ruba de ruba with ropes, ruba de ruba, it's mechanical. So, okay, but not today. Today's elevators. Obviously, you can't generalize. There are too many things going on when you go into an elevator today. Oifin gimel l'shtamish bol l'dvarim shenasa b'koyachachu malachim ma'amish koyin halos l'arib l'hamalos elevator. Oy le'o liagia ha'me'oyer. Now, I don't know what this is. Is this an air conditioner?
Ventilator.
Oh, ventilator. Okay, ventilator. Because he's going to talk about a fan. He's going to talk about a fan and air conditioner later on. So I couldn't figure out what he's talking about. A ventilator.
A ventilator
is
a fan.
Okay, so a fan. Okay. A ventilator. It's a fan. Because he actually mentions a fan later on. He actually mentioned air conditioner. Air conditioner is more complex. A ventilator. It's just a fan. L'saviv ha'galgal. It turns the fan. L'nashev ruach. U'pu'ulas ha'mekadeh. What about a refrigerator? U'dechikas. What? Mikarer, udechikas hakaftor shehapamon yashmia kol. What about a bell, an electrical bell?
And the telephone.
And the telephone. And the doorbell. You press the doorbell and it brings a buzzer. You press the button, it buzzes. And the telephone. Call. What's the problem calling someone on Shabbos? What's so terrible? Why can't you call on Shabbos? Texting, okay? It's not a joke today. Rahman Laslan. Don't go there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the telephone. Uchadoimesh ain kan loy mulach mamish. Milamit test mulachas. There's no mulach mamish. Vlo havara mamish. Elokoyachas zerem electriki. Garem lutinuas. Elo hadvarim. Vizegam king yesh plugs of a sekos and yesh bezeiso havara vikibo yolo. We have over here machloikis. A plugs and a sekos. What is the status or not? And over here, you're not doing a mulach of the rice. So what is its status? But I'm Mizabashuk. I'm Mishmati Uzil. Shadas Hashel Sham. Sony Esti Hagoyin of Shom Zalman Arbach. Now over here, I don't know because I heard up to he brings down the contradiction to what he said. Let's see. The psichas hazerem hachashmoli shel ha'ashel ha'mailos, the elevator, oy ha'me'orer, the fan, the ventilator, umikarer, the refrigerator, ein boy mishum, however, turning on. He's saying, turning on a refrigerator. Ein boy mishum havar v'kibui v'hu heishav lo. So he told him, "Shemim motor. What are you doing when you turn on these electrical appliances? So elevator, fan, refrigerator. V'hu heishav lo shakopulus hazerem hachashmali in the poilum el aide havar v'kibui." So he told him, "It doesn't matter." Now I don't. Okay, this is what he says. So he's going to, we can have a contradiction with this in a few moments. He's going to kind of that electricity alone is ish. I mentioned this to you before. This was the early understanding of electricity. When it first came into existence, Rabbi Beis Yitzchak said this. If you touch it, you get burnt. The reaction, the body reacts to electricity similar to the way it reacts to fire. Just like a person, Rachmanus, can be burnt by fire, he can be burnt by electricity. Now, what's very strange is, but if you take an electrical wire and you touch a piece of wood, nothing happens. You touch anything, nothing happens. Only the human being, flesh and blood, is sensitive to electricity. But other things are not. Yet, being that a person reacts to electricity the same way he reacts to fire, the similar reaction, causing electricity to flow is like fanning a flame. If you have a flame and you blow on the flame and you cause the flame to flare, that's havara. Causing electricity to flow through a machine, through a motor, is havara. Mimela, every single electrical appliance would be an iser de'oraisa if we go with that approach. But don't worry, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like that. The Agoyin of Yosef Elio Hengin Mosali Kuntris Me Agoyin Shom Zalman Arbach. We contradict what we heard B'Shua. Hanal Herich V'Sham Zevehla She'ein Kam V'Sham Maver Mechabe. See, he contradicts himself. He concludes that causing electricity to flow through wires, through a motor, is not together fanning a flame. But sometimes when you turn on the motor, there are sparks. Okay, some of the old motors. When you turn on a motor, it causes their spark to be ignited. That spark is davashein by mamish. Even that's not fire. Upon that times, in a klum shem mamish. Sugar. Like we learned this, the sugar cones. When you smash a sugar cone, it causes sparks. Sugar canes. Sugar candy causes sparks. That's nothing. For who davash ein mischaven ve'ein kam psikreish of hiluachi ha'elo liser. Now, even though Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that it's not in Mimela, there is no ish and the sparks don't count for anything, he still concludes you're still not allowed to use a fan on Shabbos, to turn on a fan or to go into an elevator on Shabbos or to use a telephone or to use any electrical device which does not produce any fire. Mishon. Now, here are the key words: dehatikun v'achibur hazerem, the causing the circuits to complete. Yesh by mishum moilid. So he wants to categorize all electrical appliances that the nana of amlach deraisa under a subcategory of moilid. V'gam shehamoin am yitu mizeh. Another reason he says that it's slippery slope. Because once you let people start using the telephone, the next thing they'll start cooking on Shabbos with electrical appliances, and they'll start doing melachas, they'll start turning on light bulbs. V'yarmu k'moshes zemuter kach muter lahalik. You're also allowed to turn on the lights. The lichbois are chash will turn on the lights. Is deraisa? We come al maskana electrical lights are deraisa. If you're going to let a person on the fan, they'll tell them to turn on the lights as well. Okay, which is a chiddush, the gezera. See, today many people they don't like this type of attitude when rabbi. We don't. I don't know if we have the next generation Rabbanim who have the koyach to make gezeris. We don't have shul Rabbanim like that b'zman hazeh. Where a gadol hador would say, Rabbi Yisai, it's mutter. It's 100% mutter al pi hadin. But I want to make a takana, a gezerah. You're not allowed to do it. Eruf, right? Do you know any rabbi today that has the koyach to say in this community, you can make an Eruf? Technically speaking, there's less than 600,000 people and everything is fine and good. But I'm making a takana in this community, Zilzul Shabbos. If I'm going to let you make an Eruf, people are going to go out on Shabbos, they're going to start playing ball and they're going to start doing things on that Shabbostic. So I want to make a gezerah, a takana, that no one in this community should make an Eruf. Would anyone listen to such a rabbi today? No one has such character. No one today has such stature, not that I know of. There's no gadol today has such stature that can impose upon people a chumrah, even though technically it's mutter. Yet when it comes to electricity, it's exactly what they did. Because that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. He's saying that all these electrical appliances that do not involve melacha deraisa, technically there are many situations where it theoretically should be mutter. And yet the rabbonim of the time, when it first came out, said it's usr. Why? Because once you're going to start doing this, you're going to start doing this, you're going to start doing this, and it's hard to differentiate between this situation, that situation. So you know what? Loi plo. And guess what? Today, every Orthodox Jew has accepted this without questioning it. Tremendous, tremendous thing. What? No. Orthodox. What? No, not Eruv. I'm talking about electricity.
Electricity.
Electricity is no different. And that's what I'm trying to point out. It's really no different than the Eruvim.
Uh-huh.
Eruvim, there are many communities where you can't tell a person today you can't make an Eruv because it's going to be a Zilzlan Shabbos. They're going to stop playing ball. Unless you have a whole bunch of Rabbanim, every single Rabbanim that signs somebody, that's never going to happen. But when it came to electricity, there are many situations where you say that it was really more, but you can't. It's doimet to toilet, it's gezeris one to the other. The ayin b'shul beis Yitzchak shekasav l'esra telephone b'shabbos mishum. Moil means to create something new. It's a very well. That's the problem. How far do you go? I mean, it's all.
Who is the beis Yitzchak?
Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Shmelkis. He lived what?
The ringing is new, right?
I'll tell you who he is. You ready for a shock?
Okay, I'll
tell you Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis. Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, my father, his name was Rav Aaron Levine. My father's father, his name was Rav Mordechai Levine. My father's father was Rav Aaron Levine. He was the Reish Sharaf. Rav Aaron Levine's father was Rav Nosson Levine. So we're going Ben Acha Ben Acha Ben, right? Me, my father, Rav Aaron, Rav Mordechai, Rav Aaron, Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson was married to the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Shmelkis. So that means I'm an Einikol of the Beis Yitzchak.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Or
and what's that going to do for me? Does anyone have a Metro card here? Can I borrow someone's Metro card? I have a Metro card. What?
A nickel will not get you off the way.
Exactly.
But there's no point. There were minority rabbanim who said differently.
Yes, there were. It was the Wild West. It was a different generation. It was a different kufa. We can't even begin to understand the way those days, everything like a Rav is defined by how often he appears in the Flatbush Jewish Journal. In those days, Rabbanim, they were not speakers. They spoke at most twice a year. Twice a year, Shabbos, Hagadol, Shabbos Shuvah. It wasn't it wasn't a thing to even speak altogether. What made you a rabbi? You published Shilas and Shuvas. People sent you letters, questions in Halacha, and you responded. And if you got a reputation, you became a major league rabbi. So a person who had more that was famous for Shilas and Shuvas, he was a heavy hitter. He was a major league. If there was a new invention, they would right away, oh, who's the one who wrote to all of the Shalos and Shuvos of the generation who was accepted? Oh, it was this Rav. Look, even the Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim, you don't write a parish in Shulchan Aruch. When the Chavetz Chaim put out the parish and showed, there were many people who refused to learn the Mishnah Berurah. They reacted to the Mishnah Berurah the same way people reacted to the Art School Gemara. You learn from the Art School Gemara. That's how you learn a Daf Gemara. You have to learn the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos. It's cheating to use the Art Scroll. To learn from the Mishnah Berurah, it's cheating. So what made you a Rav? What made you a Major League? You wrote original Shilas and Shuvas. Shuvas, the Shinshin Shilas. So, okay.
Shlomo Gantry had the same problem.
What?
Shlomo Gantry had the same issue.
Yeah.
It's a kitzer.
What do you mean? Let's finish up over here. So let's conclude this Lisa's paragraph. Shakazav le'esra ha telephone b'sham shemoylid mashma gamkein the isra havar v'kibu ein kan b'psichas zer mashan. Now that's a sin because he himself Taka elsewhere said that it's an isra ish. But again, he comes to the maskana. So what are we taking away from this? At least part is moylid, and it's a gezera. Not to differentiate between one electrical appliance, and since there are electrical appliances which are problematic on a derisa level, so where are you going to draw the line? It was a gezera, light plug. You can't do anything. It is. or it's in the category of mail. What are you really doing? Think about it. What are you really doing with the cell phone? What are you really doing with the cell phone? You turn on the cell, you make a telephone call, or you text. There's no havar. Nothing is getting hot. What? Rachman Litzlan, it's a very big problem. Half Shabbos. It's a very, very big nisayan. Okay, it's a very, very big problem.
So, used to text, they know.
It's a very big nisayan. It's a very, very big problem. They call it half Shabbos.
Right.
But to be melamed tzchus, what are you really doing? You're not really doing melacha deraisa. L'chayra, by making a telephone call, texting. What are you really doing?
By ditching.
What?
You're turning on the display.
What?
Malam is chis.
I mean, look, I'm reading what it says here. I'm not telling you to do this. Chas v'shalom.
Just a mailman.
What?
Just a mailman.
I'm not a mailman. I'm reading what it's... not even a mailman. I'm reading over here what it says.
Not over the chal.
What? It is over the chal. Just because it's over the chal is in Malacha deraisa? These are all things which are arbitrary. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line that it's moilit, making ice cubes on Shabbos? It's also moilit. But it's mutter. It's mutter. So why is turning on, making a telephone call, it's what he says here, it's moilid. Why is making a telephone call more moilid than making ice cubes on Shabbos? Where do you draw the line? It's a something which is totally in the shikul hadas of a Talmud Chacham. And it goes without saying, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. And we already have a long established takana of that once you start doing one thing, you're going to do another thing. And these are very big problems. And you should know that these things are going to become bigger and bigger issues as time goes on, as technology advances. It's going to become a point in time where they're not going to have any more svarim. It's already happening. They're not going to have svarim anymore. Everything is going to be like an iPad. And it's going to be, the questions are going to be raised, there's going to be serious questions are going to be raised. Where exactly do you draw the line on Shabbos? Is it really awesome to use an iPad on Shabbos?
And look, wearable technology that you can put on your shirt and it's going to do stuff for you.
These questions are going to get more and more complex as we go on. And you have to go down back to the issues. What exactly are you really doing? Holograms, okay? Let's forget about iPads. Let's talk about holograms. That's the next technology. The next technology is, instead of having a device, you have nothing. It produces in front of you a hologram. A hologram, they have this in many countries where they have politicians that instead of going themselves to speak, they have hologram, and the audience cannot tell if it's a person or not. They really think that it's, and then they're going to have handheld holograms where you really, it's just ear. But it's the resolution is just as good as an electrical device. So is that really also? What are you really doing on Shabbos? It's Davar Shein by Mamash. Why is that also? Okay, so these are tough questions which are going to be raised in the coming years, and
Google Glass.
So someone's trying to make an application for Google Glass. You love this. You're laning, right? The technology exists. You're laning on Shabbos. You ever see how Google Glass works?
No.
You basically have a little screen, a little teeny screen in the corner of your glass. It's like when you're walking in the street, it's GPS. You're walking, you're driving, instead of having a GPS on your glasses, it tells you make a left, make a right. You have a little teeny screen. It's amazing, amazing technology. Unbelievable what's going on with Google Glass.
New technology.
It's unbelievable. So while you're laning, it's scanning the Sefer Torah, and right away OCR, it right away recognizes the words, and right away on the screen it tells you the trop, the nekudas in the trop. So while you're laning, I have over here a guide, filling me in on the nekudas in the trop. Why not during Monday, Thursday? Why can't you use it? Why Shabbos? Why is Google Glass also on Shabbos? Am I doing anything? The computer is doing it by himself. You want to walk on Shabbos? I'm wearing glasses.
Turns on that computer.
What? Who turned it on? You turned it on before Shabbos. On before Shabbos. I want to go visit my friend. Hey, I went away for the Shabbos. I went. So I want to go visit my friend in Pesach. I don't want to get there.
My wife
will different opinions. You want to use Google Glass as a GPS to go on Shabbos. I'm wearing my glasses. I want to go walk to my neighbor. I don't know how to go. It will guide me the shortest path. It's a half an hour walk, an hour walk. What am I doing? No, not only that. The computer is doing work by itself. Before Shabbos.